thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vito Girardi, North East Seafood Coalition. Still struggling. I think this is the big topic here, is what we're trying to achieve. And it still seems like, you know, we're trying to understand what's the scientific link between closing an area that's known to contain juvenile fish and protecting that habitat from overgear. In other words, where is the scientific information that supports that if there happened to be juvenile fish in the area, and we're not worried about killing the juvenile fish because we have gears that are allowing those to go. So as you said, mortality is not the issue. Where is the scientific information, what models are being done that show that you need to protect the bottom from mobile gear in order to have a positive benefit for juvenile fish if the juvenile fish aren't the ones in trouble? If we're the mortality of juvenile fish aren't the issue. What scientific work is the CAT doing? It sounds like purely habitat committee work. What models are being used to determine that's the leap? Forget, there's one thing about the data and the concern about whether it's correct. Let's assume it's all correct, but why is the management response already determined that once you determine the high score areas, it should be closed to mobile tending bottom tended mobile gear, if there's no scientific information that's specifically studying to say when there's juvenile fish in an area, then no matter what the substrate is, in a sense, you should be off of it. And I feel like that's sort of the leap that we're making, which to me sort of makes the whole habitat effort irrelevant. And that's, you know, if not, you have two totally independent, disconnected efforts trying to do the same thing with different metrics. We're never going to do this in June or next year or whenever we think we're going to do it. I just think that it makes more sense for one committee to lead. These are the alternatives. What impact does that have? I think there was somebody had talked about a potential motion for that. And I know you don't want to have many motions, but it would focus it where at least the poor cat who's doing a lot of work, I think, trying to guess at what you want, what impacts would the habitat using a SASE model determining these are areas to be protected, what positive impacts do those have on groundfish productivity? That's what I thought the groundfish committee was looking for. So it's a question and a comment. We're making a leap here. If all this data is correct and the catch data comes in and all that stuff, what's the scientific information that's happening right now? What models being used to determine that when you've got the right spots for juvenile fish, regardless of the substrate, that substrate shouldn't have mobile gear on it? And that to me is a whole different science discipline that's not contained in the CAT proceedings, except we're getting a recommendation to say our high scoring areas are proposed to be closed to bottom tending mobile gear. I think it's huge to me, and I hope that's not lost in what we're doing today.